Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Get over to the Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox.
It's like a quick start, but not to everybody else, just to us.
Oh, yeah. I'm so caught off guard.
It's really weird how it's I've upgraded to the new garage. Well, new garage.
I don't know if upgrade is the right word.
Yeah. I finally started using the other version of GarageBand they put out 5 years ago. So
I was kind of hoping to get to sing the song, but I guess that those days are over with the upgrade.
It's like, get you pumped for it, you know? Yep. Like, I just feel like a wet noodle.
I mean, I could play it from on, but...
I am Rob. Are we starting? This is the show?
Yeah, this is the show.
I'm Rob.
I'm Michaela.
I'm Michael. We're hoping...
Are you sure you're
not Eeyore? Yeah, Colleen should be joining us at some point.
Colleen!
She's being a mom.
Yay!
It's been a long time since Colleen was here.
Has it? We had brunch with her like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, sounds like fun. Did you have waffles or donuts or pancakes?
We did have donuts actually. But we'll save that for later. but yeah. No, we had, what did I have? I think I had an omelet or something. I don't know. I can't remember. We were on our way back from South Carolina, so we stopped by and had brunch. Oh, she's coming.
Awesome. All right.
In the appropriate way.
Okay, well, that's good.
She's very excited to be joining us.
She's so excited.
Yes.
Well, it's pretty exciting.
Yes.
I can understand.
Well, while we're talking, what are we excited for before we're excited for that? Barb. What's Barb?
I met Barb.
You did?
That was so cool.
Wait, the real one?
The real Barb.
Wait, what's her name? Who stole the stuff?
What? I mean from Stranger Things, Barb.
Wasn't Barb the shoplifter lady?
No.
Redhead. No, from Stranger Things.
The Nancy's friend, Barb, with the glasses.
Oh, why did I think the mom's name was Barb?
No.
Never mind. Yeah. Okay. No. That explains it. That's why I'm confused. Because I thought it was Winona Ryder. Now that I finally
No, Barb is way cooler.
She's awesome. Yeah, no, I went to this like small little con in Mohegan Sun. And it was really cool because it was like, I'm like getting tired of like the big ones, like New York Comic Con. It's just, there's so many people and there's way in line for everything. Like we literally walked in and like, we all kind of like the tables were just there. Like I walked right up to Barb, got a picture with her. I was dressed as Dustin. so that, you know, there it wasn't like anyone huge, but like Dean Cain was there. That was pretty cool.
Was he?
He looks exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And like the guy who plays Iron Fist and Danny Rand. So it was a cool little event and it was fun. And I met Barb. And that was the highlight.
Interesting.
That sounds really awesome. I'm always so excited when I look at your Facebook page because you do the funnest stuff. Like honestly, you really do.
I like to
and you get into
stuff.
It and you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Life's short. Cool.
It is short. We're all going to die.
No! Life is short. Say yes. Not life is short. We're all going to die.
Well, I mean, you know, we are. But, yeah.
Maybe you.
Yes. Well, eventually. Yeah.
I watched Orphan Black, so I don't know. Maybe we're not all going to die.
True.
I'll talk about that later.
The eclipse is the sign of end times.
The eclipse, yeah. I watched the eclipse at work. It was fine.
It was pretty cool, you know? Didn't it feel pretty awesome? Everybody was doing the same thing at the same time.
It was cool, except it was, at least in New York City, it was
cloudy,
so
right?
Goddamn crowded, and it was really annoying. Like, you literally couldn't even walk on the sidewalk. It was ridiculous.
See, I watched it at work, so it wasn't bad. So it was kind of wide open.
Nice
yeah.
View.
Yeah. It was actually
better. Did you have special glasses, Mike?
Yeah, I had the glasses, but then it got cloudy for a little bit, which was actually great because you could see a really good silhouette, I guess, of the sun, or, you know, the sun coming through the clouds where it wasn't. It kind of.
Yeah, I liked all the little like crescent slivers that were like appearing on some people's like.
My whole backyard was covered in them.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Trying to figure out how was I going to see it? How was I going to see it? Because I didn't have like glasses or anything. Mm-hmm. So I was like, and I'm the kind of person that, you know, I'll look at the sun. So just don't, you know, like if they tell me not to, I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. So I was like, I'm just not going to go outside.
Yeah.
And then I got all excited and I went out and they were everywhere because I, under the apple tree, the way what the trees do is they serve as like a filter. And so you could see them everywhere. They were so cool. I was like, don't end soon. And to watch it go from one side to the other side was really neat.
Mm. Yeah, I asked, when I got home, I asked Connor if he checked it out. And he's like, nah, it was cloudy.
Here it was really, really clear. It was a beautiful day. And it was like 9:30, 10:30 in the morning when it happened.
Yeah, I think it was like 2:45 here. So was the peak.
Colleen!
Nope. Not yet.
Nope. Nope.
We can see her smiling face.
Oh, so I want to talk about TED Talks real quick.
Okay.
What the fuck are these things? They are the biggest fucking thing, stupid ass garbage things I've ever seen in my life.
People love them and they're supposed to be really smart.
God, it is such horseshit. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
I made it.
Yay! Is he peacefully asleep or sort of asleep?
Oh, no, he's not even close to being asleep.
Unfortunately,
as you'll hear on the next broadcast, I have no doubt that my child loves me very much. He just, I'm a very bad mom. He has less than zero respect for me. He does not listen to me. He does not take my threats seriously. He does not give two shits. I could ask him something 17 times and he will literally shake his head no and go about his day. And then Jay can ask him to do it and he'll do it within a second. So
God.
That's
I don't think that makes you a bad mom.
It doesn't make me a great mom. It doesn't make me a great mom. I don't know anybody else that has the problems in which their child literally is like, haha, no, and then does what the other parent has to say. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it's been a rough 2 days.
No, it's not just you.
It's just been me and him for 2 days, so.
It is definitely not just you. That I can assure you.
Awesome. Awesome.
You only have
in this household, I feel like definitely the much lesser of two parents. Because I guarantee you if Jay was home, he would have been asleep at 8:30 when I started this process.
Wow. That would have been impressive.
Anyway, hey guys.
Hi.
Hey. If it's any consolation, welcome. It's still only 6:30 here, so you're well ahead of schedule.
Well, that's good.
That's true.
I'm hoping by the time I get back in there, he'll be asleep. I told him if he got out of bed tonight as I was leaving, I said, if you get out of this bed, I'm going to take it to me. Because when Jay's not here, he sleeps in my room. And because, you know, it's a king size bed, so who cares? And it makes him comfortable. But I was like, if you get out of this bed when I'm in the living room, then I'm going to take it to mean that you want to sleep by yourself in your room all night long. So take that with a grain of salt. So if I disappear and you hear screeching in the background, it's because he's getting locked in his own room.
Oh.
Anyway, hi. Sorry,
when you get back up. When does backup arrive?
Tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Yes.
So, hello. I hope. Can you get a glass of wine? Anyway. Are you allowed to have a glass of wine?
No, you have to be responsible watching
children.
I could, but I
ran in here so quickly because I knew I was late that I had pink lemonade from before, and I threw an ice cube in it and was like, still good.
Splash some vodka in there, and let's go, honey. I'm such a bad influence. Don't listen to me. I have no children.
You say that like it's bad when people with children drink.
No, I mean, who am I to say? Anyway, so we were just talking about the eclipse briefly, and Michael was wondering, what the shit is the point of TED Talks? That's where we were, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, because I don't know. I stumbled down this stupid rabbit hole yesterday because I was looking up some stuff on training for, like, ultra marathons and all that. And, of course, I found there was a TED Talk about hacking them, of course, because why could it be anything normal? Because it's some fuckhead from Silicon Valley with he's hacked how to train. Like, and I watched it for like 5 minutes. I'm like, Jesus Christ, how do people watch these? And then
you
I got through
hundreds of dollars to get into those things.
Yeah, then I watched like 2 minutes of another one, and it was the same goddamn thing. It was like the same presentation, just a different person.
They really are formatted. I think they have a very specific amount of time. And I think I get the feeling they're pretty heavily coached on delivery.
It's complete nonsense. It is.
Well,
some of them are good.
Some
I mean,
of
I've
them
watched some
that
of them
I've
that have been very interesting.
Aren't terrible. But yeah, I agree. A lot of them are a bunch of people like jerking themselves off
yeah,
about how great
yeah.
they are and how they can teach you things.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I've only seen three and maybe 1 or 2 minutes of
ever?
All three. Yeah. Well, yeah. yeah, ever.
Oh. Back when they first started, they had some pretty good ones back when it was like a new format and everything.
I feel like maybe I watched them then. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like maybe I watched a few back then, I have to admit. But I feel like now,
back in like 07 or whenever.
Yeah, whenever yeah, the hell they started. Yeah,
sounds like a big circle jerk now, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what it was like. Yeah, it was bizarre.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of stumbled across them and they didn't do anything for me. But I don't know. That's all I was excited about. I'm going on vacation.
Let's go
week.
Back to some of the ones from 07, rewatch the ones about technology and see how right or wrong they were. Right?
Oh, that's a great idea, actually.
So you're going to Disney again, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shocking. Shocking surprise.
I feel like that's what you say every time.
I feel like that's every other show, pretty much.
Connor's going to be like, okay, kids, it's time to go to Disney. Dad, can't we go somewhere else? No, kids, there's only Disney.
Yeah.
See, look, this is the heritage you're getting.
Oh,
your
no. He goes, he's spoiled. He goes everywhere. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
He's ridiculous. He's so jaded, it's ridiculous. It's like,
it's all that once upon a time he's seen.
I was like, do you want to go to the air show? He's like, nah, it's all right.
He didn't watch the eclipse. He doesn't care.
No, he doesn't. It's like, yeah, whatever. He sat front row at Wicked. He was like, eh, it's okay.
Tough critic, this kid.
He is. Yeah. He did hang up on Kat, did I tell you this? He hung up on us when Renee and I were driving back from
Myrtle Beach. Oh, yeah, you told me that.
From driving back from Myrtle Beach, we said, oh, we're stopping to see Colin, Jay, and Zach, and he hung up on us because he wasn't there. So there are some things that he actually cares about. We're both on the phone. We're like,
we are pretty cool.
Yeah, we're like, did he just hang up on us?
Wow. Like, so, are you back in his good books now, or are you still working your way in?
he's on vacation. He's been sitting in a recliner for 2 days playing the new Uncharted. So,
if he lived down here, he would have been back at school for a week.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah, he doesn't go back till
the kids down there start. That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of places start early.
And halfway through the week.
Yeah, I think the Northeast, because in New York, everything starts right after Labor Day.
Yep, same. Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't start till the 8th.
I think that's... Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying he doesn't start till the 8th.
That sounds about right. I think that... Oh, okay. See, I used to think that the northern, northeastern part of the United States was like the rule, because you know, wherever you come from, you think
that's
like the only way of life until you experience life elsewhere. Yep. And it wasn't until I got down here and realized that that was kind of more of the exception.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody else seems to start school so much earlier.
Yeah, I think it, yeah.
When they
definitely.
Do, you're, yeah. they do year-round school down here too. So the first and second, like, you know, some of the tracks, because you have four tracks, as three are in school at a time, and some of the tracks start as early as the week after. Three of the tracks start the week after 4th of July.
Oh, wow.
Which I know. So I'm kind of like, I really want to get into year-round school, but I also am like, fuck, we have to make sure we can go to Comic-Con every year. So there's only like one specific track that we can get into. Otherwise, yeah. Zach's going to miss the first week of school every year.
Yeah, and that would be a mess. Yeah. I mean, it's not the first couple years, it's not bad. Well, actually, the first year would be bad because, like, yeah. But, yeah, missing that time early on isn't bad. But then when they start getting a lot of work and all, it's like different, you know?
Yeah. Well, my boss is, they went to, I can't see. I rushed in here in like such a tizzy that I didn't even take a breath to like compose myself that I can't think. They went on this cruise, this like 10-day cruise through like Croatia and the Baltics or whatever. Oh, okay. That's like the same area, right?
Yeah.
And Germany. They did this whole big tour, and she had her kids were gonna miss. They were in school for like 3 days, and then they were gonna miss the next week and a half of school, which happened to be like the first 2 weeks of school. And they had to write all these essays and stuff to get them to be excused absences. And in the end, out of the like 6 days of school or 7 days of school they missed, they only got five of them as excused. Like, they would not excuse the two travel days.
Oh, wow.
So those had to count as unexcused absences, which you only get a certain amount of each year, which I think is like 10 down here, because my boss was like, oh my God, if they don't get any of them excused, then for the whole rest of the year, they can only be out for 3 days. It was something like crazy. That. But anyway.
Yeah, because when we go away at Thanksgiving, that's not excused. That's like 3 days not excused, which, and they're like half days. So I'm like, you know, come on. They're not doing anything Thanksgiving week anyway.
That's very true. They should get like excused half days, but whatever.
Yeah. That is what it is. They should go year round so we don't have to deal with this.
Yeah, but then you have to make lunches year round. Well, then again, you don't have to worry about as much daycare, too.
Yeah. You know? Well,
because it balances
yeah, that's
as a parent, right?
Yeah, you got to.
Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of it, too.
Yeah, we
use daycare.
We're pretty lucky. He can just sit home, but you know, that's not everyone.
They have down here. They have these things called trackout camps, and you know, they're everywhere down here. The school districts run them. The city of Raleigh. I think it's the city of Raleigh runs the ones as well. There's private ones like the Raleigh Iceplex. Their day camp. Thing during the year, it's a track out camp, so you know, kids can go there for 3 weeks at a time in between school. So there's privately owned ones, like camps and whatever. So there, you know, there's definitely plenty of options, and instead of having to fill up, you know, 3 months in the summer, 2.5 months in the summer, you just have to figure out what you're going to do during those 3 weeks throughout the year. And it's cool if you can, like, Mike, imagine going to Disney at a completely off time because your kids have three random weeks off in, like, I don't know, February.
That would be great. I used to do that before school. Because let me tell you, traveling at Easter break sucks. Everything is, like, flights are crazy expensive everywhere. It sucks. It pins you down. But they'll never change it here because everything is so tied to people going down the shore for the entire summer. Like, there's that whole, you know.
Right.
Go, you know.
Yeah. The Hamptons crowd, but it's the Jersey Shore crowd.
Same thing. Yep. Yeah.
Not quite the same thing.
Well, yeah. Depends. Yeah. A little different. Well, no. It depends on the town. Every town is different. There's that. But
okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, you got your Jersey Shore towns. They're up north, and then there's one down south. Like, but cool. I don't go to those towns.
I have literally never been to the Jersey Shore.
You're missing out. I don't know. Not really. I don't really like the beach. Not really. The beach is disgusting anyway. So what's the difference? All beaches are disgusting. They're filthy.
No, they're fun. I like beach bathrooms are disgusting.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, yeah, it's hot. You're like in flip flops.
The floor is always wet.
Yeah, like it.
Ooh, yeah.
God.
Ugh. And you're like, I hope that better be water.
Yeah.
It might not, but it's probably not.
It's just, I don't know. And then salt water and everything's just disgusting. And there's sand everywhere and it gets all over you. And like, you can't eat, you can't drink. I don't know. It's all disgusting.
Right.
Just go to the pool. I think we went to the beach, one day this year, one day last year.
But it's so much easier to avoid the pee in the ocean than in the pool. That's
true. I tried to go to the beach last week, but they were filming.
Oh, what were they filming?
Ooh!
The Crossing, it was called. It's a new show. I posted about it in the group.
I've heard of that, but yeah. I've never seen it.
No, I don't think it's even on yet. They had a full, who's in it? Nobody we know. Nobody famous. Steve Zahn. That's the most famous person in it.
Steve Zahn.
And they had a whole like fair set up, you know, like a carnival.
Yeah.
On the walkway between where I get my fish and chips and where I go to the beach. And I was like, dude, get out of my way. It's fish and chips on the beach day. But no.
Apparently not.
There was no parking, so I left. I was very sad. I'll try again next week.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm looking at this, and I think this is familiar, because weren't they plugging this at Comic-Con or something, Mike? It looks very familiar.
It's about refugee Americans
going to other countries, trying to find their refugees.
Yeah, I think they were.
Of a war-torn country called America.
Yeah, I think they were plugging that a bit. I remember the name for sure. Yeah, probably saw random stuff on it.
Oh, I bet you it was on a bus, and it was so subliminal that it did such a great job that we don't even really remember where we saw it.
True, that's a good point. We didn't come across many pedicabs this year, I don't think.
I was just kind of wondering, we didn't
wander out that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, we never really crossed the street.
No.
Been there, done that. So I asked the guy who was doing, I said, it's like the beach open. Can I go and have fish and chips? And he's like, yeah, no problem. I'm just keeping the filming crew out of the parking lot. And I was like, there is no parking. You're kidding yourself. So I was most perturbed. But it was, you know, what are you going to do? Lots of people got jobs out of the deal, I'm sure. I'll have to
see day. Yeah.
Just got to support the local filming economy. So that was in the same place where they film Once Upon a Time. That they were filming.
Where they film Once Upon a Time.
Yeah. And that's the same place they did the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
The movie.
Yeah.
It was a pretty solid movie.
Which I wanted to see, and I never got to see it. Is it out on DVD yet? Or iTunes?
It's got to be out, I would think, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's out. Yeah.
So I guess the bottom line is if you want to watch The Crossing, you can. But you just remember, no fish and chips.
They fucked with Michaela's beach. They
fucked with my fish and chips and beach day. I had a blanket and everything in the Superman bag that I made, a reusable shopping bag out of a Superman t-shirt. I was ready to go to the beach. Bastards. Anyway, don't watch The Crossing. That's what I'm saying. No. Anyway, let's move on from that. Music. Kesha. Yeah, Kesha.
Yeah, so on my drive to Myrtle Beach, I listened to the new Kesha, and I listened to Dear Evan Hansen soundtrack. Both very good. I enjoyed the Kesha album.
A little bit of Evan Hansen, and it's only a couple of songs, and it seems quite sweet.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I listened to it a couple times on the drive.
He's so talented. Like, holy shit, he's talented. What's his doodle? I can't remember his name.
I don't know. I don't know who did Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, do you know did you watch Pitch Perfect?
No.
The movie Pitch Perfect?
Nope.
Oh, well, that won't help then. That probably won't help at all.
Yeah, no. I enjoyed both
did
albums.
Anybody watch Pitch Perfect? No? Just me? Really? It's a good movie. Watch it. Pitch Perfect.
I've seen the first one.
Yeah, the first one. He's in the first one. He's the magician, the nerdy best friend.
That's okay.
And he's just amazing. But yeah, so Michael, you've heard it more than me, so go ahead and tell us all about it.
No, that's it. Just enjoyed it.
And what did you like about the new Kesha album?
It was just a bunch of different styles on there, so it was interesting at least.
Is she just, you know, I have to say that Pray song that everybody's all gaga for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like it.
I don't really like it either. It's a bit too screechy.
I don't remember that one. I remember Woman. I like that one. It's very loud.
Yeah, we played some of it on the broadcast last night, that Woman song.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad?
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was in fun, I would say. I don't know if fun is the right word.
Sing us a little bit, Michael, and we'll decide.
I don't know. I don't even remember it right now. I just remember listening to it.
I'm a motherfucking woman.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
That's
it.
Yeah.
Hashtag motherfucking woman.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very, it's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, I only know this because I listened to it literally 24 hours ago. But
yeah, I listened to it a week ago, so it's kind of left me a little bit. Actually, 2 weeks ago. When did I get to reach? 2 weeks ago. Yeah, week and a half ago, whatever it was.
Cool.
Speaking of women, though, I watched What Happened to Monday, a Netflix original film.
Okay, is Monday a person?
It is a person. It's what's her name? How do you say her name? Noomi Rapace. Or Naomi Rapace.
Oh,
from
Naomi, Noomi, something
yes,
like that.
Noomi.
Yeah, Noomi, I believe. Girl with Dragon Tattoo. She plays 7 different characters. It's a good little sci-fi movie on Netflix, I would say. Definitely worth watching. I enjoyed it.
Mm.
It's I would say the same. I would put it as similar quality to Snowpiercer.
It's got an interesting
really?
Path.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't think that was like the greatest thing ever made. So
no,
I mean,
I didn't
either.
But
I
thought it was good.
I thought okay. So Snowpiercer was not my kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
So keeping that in mind, I appreciated it for what it was and could recognize it as a decent movie, even though it wasn't quite my taste.
Yeah, I would say
exactly. You can appreciate the creative or the artistry of it.
But yeah,
you don't have to necessarily go. Yeah, that's my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but this has Glenn Close and Willem Dafoe in it.
Yes, it does. It's mostly her, though. I mean, because she's playing 7 different characters, so it's obviously mostly her. But it's not the same as.
Does she play each day of the week?
Yes, actually. But it's a spoiler.
Colleen can write this shit. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's kind of a spoiler as to why, and I won't get too much into it. But
high five, Colleen.
But it's a good. I enjoyed it, and I'm not a big sci-fi person, but I enjoyed it quite a bit. And this is pretty much like dystopian future sci-fi kind of stuff, you know.
Well, we know how well I do with dystopia. There's still 7 Handmaid's Tales on my PBR.
Oh, I haven't started it yet. I gotta watch it still.
I need to finish that.
Yeah, I gotta start it.
I'd rather watch something that makes me happy.
Yeah, that's all.
You know?
Ooh. Speaking of, not makes you happy, but drama is coming in that Taylor Swift has a new album coming out.
Oh, I just saw that. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm so excited that I'm gonna get
her last album.
A whole bunch of people. I don't know.
All right.
Hiddleston. Hiddleston.
Oh yeah. Get a song about Hiddleston.
Wasn't that the weirdest relationship?
No, that's coming.
That was the weirdest.
Chris. She had her.
Oh,
Calvin
that's
Harris
gonna
thing.
Be. I think that might just be the Calvin Harris album, quite frankly.
And she's. That would be fun. And she has the what's it called? The Kim Kardashian Kanye West fight that went down since then.
Oh God, yeah, that's right.
So, and she's been putting all the snake imagery up.
Oh jeez.
Because Kim Kardashian created the like snake symbol emoji, being like you know symbolizing Taylor.
Oh God.
You know. I never thought that it would be possible that I would be cheering for Kim Kardashian with something, but you got to appreciate somebody that actually pulls out receipts on somebody else.
People all just need to do a lot more charity work. Like, honestly, they just have way too much time and way too much money. And like, how
Taylor Swift does do a lot of charity work. Yeah. I'll give her that.
Well, she does a lot of things for her fans. Like, I don't know how does she does a lot. I don't know about her charity work, but I've seen her do lots of stuff for fans.
She just donated money to the, what's her name? The real life Olivia Benson. Mm-hmm. She just donated a whole bunch of money to her foundation that helps get like rape kits tested and counseling for sexually abused women. Mariska Hargitay's foundation, whatever that's called.
Okay.
Mariska Hargitay.
That's the best name. You're not quite sure how you're going to say it, so it's coming out.
Well, you know.
I love words. You know, I really do love them a lot. It's not my fault. And more and more things in my life keep referring back to Harry Potter. It's ridiculous. Like, I can't see the word Flavel without thinking Nicholas Flamel. You know, that's not right. That's not right. He's obsessed.
I find that perfectly acceptable.
Yeah. No, Harry Potter's pretty much like the center of everything, really. It's all leads back to that.
Fantastic Beasts is available on demand right now, so I've got a copy of it. It's definitely not my favorite at all.
Yeah, see, I watched it kind of buzz, so I don't really remember a lot of it.
The best way to watch things. So how many bottles of wine would you give that movie, Colleen? How many glasses of wine? Remember we used to do that back in the day?
Yeah, but I don't remember. Because we went to dinner at a nice restaurant, and then I think the problem wasn't a problem. The problem was there were cocktails at dinner, and then I went to the movie theater and then promptly had a beer at the movie theater. Yeah. And it was like, oh, it's been like 45 minutes, an hour since, you know, in between. I could mix. And it wasn't that I was sick or anything. It just, you know, put me over the edge where I was like kind of buzzing by the middle of the movie. And then by the end of the movie, I was like, wait, what just happened? Why is Johnny Depp here?
Yeah.
That said, I remember not hating it.
Yeah, it was fine. I thought it was enjoyable enough. I wish Depp wasn't in it. That would have been helpful.
Spoilers.
Yeah, oh well.
It's only been out a year, you know. Yeah, I mean, or whatever.
He's been in the he's been in
kidding.
He was in the trailers. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
He looked so distorted at the end there. It was so weird.
Really no need for him. Yeah, I don't know. Recast.
He had weird colored eyes and his hair was white and he looked like someone had stuck a bicycle pump up his ass. Blown it up a few hundred times.
Yeah. I could have done without.
I'm trying to think if I should.
He had like alcoholic bloat.
Probably.
Well, I think that's just natural.
Yeah.
But
you can't play a pirate for 20 years and not get alcoholic bloat.
True. True.
True that. Has it really been 20 years? Because that would be probably depressing.
Since what?
Probably.
Actually, it's got to have been close to that.
It's probably 15. Oh, God. Yeah, it's probably about 15 years at least.
That's terrifying. Let's see. Is it The Curse of the Black Pearl? That was 2003. Yeah. So it's 15 years next year.
Wow.
So babies, let's put this in perspective. Babies that were born the year that that came out are starting high school.
Yeah.
Now.
Yep.
That's crazy.
And they've never known a world without Johnny Depp playing a pirate.
What? Does Orlando Bloom still work?
I don't think so.
He doesn't.
I think he fucks Katy Perry a lot.
Yeah, he just has a really big penis. That's his whole job.
Is that his job?
Women throw money at him when he walks down the street.
Flop, flop, flop.
Oh, God.
That's true. I have to give it to Michaela. He definitely has a big penis.
I think everyone knows this.
Well, because he did flash it quite publicly.
Oh, really?
On the back of a paddleboard.
New picture?
Yeah.
The what?
Katy Perry was sitting on the front of the paddleboard, and he was on his knees paddling behind her with nothing on.
Oh. Yeah, totes naked.
Google that.
It was even at his birthday party. Like the,
oh, geez.
They made like this big thing of it. I mean, celebrate, you know.
That's interesting.
According to IMDb, Orlando Bloom.
How big is it? Did it say
in my pants?
I know that you have height, but
was in the latest Pirates of the Caribbean that came out this year.
Oh yeah, I guess he was. Yeah. I didn't see it, but I think I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and he was also in some other stuff that's in post production. So,
oh well, there you go. Good for him. Good for him. He's working still.
Good for him.
Was he in?
Handsome, talented,
was he in Alien Covenant?
He was not in Alien Covenant because I just watched that movie.
How was it?
And here's my review. Meh.
So we should all run out and watch that.
That's all I have to. It's really just defined. It just sums it up, honestly. It's just meh.
So is it about aliens that are witches? Is it about which aliens that are witches?
No, it's part of the... That would be Coven.
No, Covenant is the name of the ship, correct?
Yeah.
Or the crew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's a coven, not a covenant. Sorry, I was all confused. I was like, do they wear pointy hats and ride on brooms? I don't get it.
It's actually a coven.
Only
some people will get that.
I don't know. It was like started out as like a sequel to whatchamacallit? Prometheus,
right? Yeah.
I actually like Prometheus. This is kind of like a semi sequel, semi prequel to Alien. And just, I don't know. It's just meh, really. It just wasn't great.
Well, let's not watch it.
I watched the Honest trailer for it.
That's probably all you really need, yeah.
I think so. Sometimes I do think that that is all you need. But Danny McBride is in it, right?
Yeah.
And people thought it was going to be a serious movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he was fairly serious.
Yeah, he was. He didn't play jokey, right? Is that what, thing is? Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
well, Michael, do you have to actually wrestle the controllers off of Connor to play Uncharted?
I haven't even played it yet. Connor's, I can't even review it because I got it yesterday and he's played. The problem is Uncharted is a like story-based game. It's very linear and I'm not hopping in the middle of it. So he's, until he's done, I have no idea. It's the latest one. Was it Legacy or whatever it's called?
Yeah. We should have had Connor on a review.
I know. He was down here looking for his phone that he lost. speaking of that, he lost his phone as we were leaving the hotel, leaving San Diego. That was fun.
Uh-oh. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Then he got a new
phone. Did you ever find it?
Yes. Thankfully, somebody turned it in to security.
Wow.
Oh, that's lucky.
And then his, I had to replace it just recently because his, he had an iPhone 5 and the battery was expanding and pushing the glass up.
Oh.
Which is
that's
apparently
concerning.
Yeah, it's apparently bad. Wow. So.
It's apparently bad. Did you get that with your science degree?
Yeah. So, well, he was stuck in Myrtle Beach when that happened. So he had to drive all the way home without it. So.
Oh no! Did he have to look at the view?
No, he had to listen to my parents for 10 hours. So,
oh no,
serves him right.
My iPhone, the same, like the battery started dying at 45%, and I was like, "All right, fine."
That happens. I've replaced the battery in my six.
I didn't know you could do that.
I just take it to the store. It's like $75 or something. Yeah,
it's $90.
Is it?
And. It is. And I just got a new phone because it was still under whatever.
Oh, did you have the warranty? You had the warranty, I guess?
Ooh. Yeah, I had the warranty. But Jay's was out of warranty when he swapped his out in Chicago last year, I think. And it was $90.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When I was in London, it's the same in London as well. Because when I was in London, these two dudes were talking, and you know, they had come into the store, and they were like an older couple. I would say probably mid to early 60s. I would say maybe early 60s. And they were arguing about, you know, charging the phone versus getting a new battery or something like that. And the guy was like, well, one of them was like, well, I think that it's only such and such pounds. And they were converting it. And he was like, oh, that would be $30. And I was like, excuse me. I don't mean to listen in, but I'm trying to charge my phone. And it's, you know, taking a while, so I'm listening to you guys. And I just happen to know that it's $90 to get a new battery. So they were like, well, I don't know about that, but thanks, but no thanks. And we're going to find somebody to ask. So they asked it. And then they actually came back to me like 10 minutes later and were like, yeah, you're right. It was $90. And I was like, booyah.
We had to have that's a man confirm it for us, but thanks.
They were nice dudes, but you know, clearly they were like, look, little girl. Maybe in America it was $90, but
men worst.
Yeah.
Okay, so television?
I forgot to put one on there. Quickly, it ended. Broadchurch ended. Okay. It was so good. The final season was so good.
How many seasons are there?
Three. Watch them. Second one's a little sloppy.
Do I have to watch?
Yeah.
Do I have to watch anything else?
What do you mean, any of the other seasons?
No. If I wanted to just watch Broadchurch.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah,
no.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, you can just hop into that.
It's its own series.
Okay, I didn't know if it tied into any of the other like Doctor Who-y kind
of
things.
No. It's a crime show.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with Doctor Who.
Yeah, no.
What's the one that's like Doctor Who? That's like the spinoff.
Oh, The Class. That only lasted one season. Oh,
that's too bad.
No, you're thinking of Torchwood, aren't you?
Thank you. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Broadchurch has one of the doctors
Church,
in it.
Torch.
No, Torchwood's wacky in the first season. Then what? The second season changes a little bit. The third season's amazing. And then the fourth season is complete and utter shit.
Did you know that the world is
we're talking about Torchwood?
Yeah, that was Torchwood. Yeah. Broadchurch is three series. There is a few Doctor Who people in it. Actually, the new doctor is in it. The old doctor is in it. And Rory is in it. But it has nothing to do with Doctor Who. It's very
Rory
no more? No, Rory from Doctor Who. We have different Rory. Funny enough, I saw what's his name who played Rory in New York doing Once on off Broadway or whatever it is.
Oh,
yeah, he was very good actually. He was the lead in it. No. Broadchurch is very good. You should watch it. It's three seasons / series. And the middle one's gets a little wonky, a little lost in itself, but the characters are all good. And the third one's really good.
The first season I really
enjoyed.
Where
can I acquire this?
The first two seasons I think are on Netflix or something like that. They should be online available.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not light. It's definitely a crime.
Yeah, it's drama. It's good though. It's good. David Tennant's accent gets a little heavy.
Oh, I'm looking at this. Oh, this show.
Yeah.
This show was made into. There wasn't there.
Yeah, there was an American version.
An American version?
Yeah, it sucked. It only lasted one season.
I think I watched that.
The American version had what's her name from Breaking Bad? Anna Gunn? And David Tennant was in it doing an American accent, which was weird.
Yes.
The acting in the first season is amazing.
Yeah. He does not do an American accent in Broadchurch.
Thank goodness.
Thank God.
Okay. Yeah. I now that completely Grace Point.
Grace Point was the name of it. Yes. Okay. Correct.
Okay, it also starred David Tennant. Now this is all being brought back to me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna spoil, but the endings are slightly different in the two shows. So, of the first season.
Oh, that's fine. I I remember watching this show, but I barely remember.
Yeah, what happened at all?
Or anything like that.
No, Broadchurch is worth watching. Now.
Okay.
It's worth it. It's very good. Okay. The characters are very good. They kind of grow together over the three seasons. So.
Okay. Yeah, this is all coming back to me now.
Do you know what else David Tennant was in besides Broadchurch? He was in Jessica Jones, and she is in The Defenders.
Yes.
Anybody else watching?
And he's going to be in Jessica Jones season two.
Yeah, apparently he's coming back from
that's
the
awesome.
Dead.
I still have to catch up on
Jessica. Jessica.
Go, Rob.
So I wanted to catch up on.
I'll mute myself.
I wanted to catch up on Daredevil and Luke Cage first before watching it. Just to kind of complete those. I wasn't gonna watch Iron Fist because I heard meh things.
Yeah.
So, but at least wanted to finish those other two. But I am excited for Defenders. How was it so far?
Well, I've only seen the first episode, so they're just they're introducing people a little bit. Bringing everybody together. So far, so good. We'll see. I don't know how they're going to, I think I said this last time before that I even saw it, how they're going to do all these different fights, because Iron Fist is so slow. It's like he's dipped in molasses compared to Daredevil, you know? You got Daredevil, these super awesome fight scenes, and then, I don't know, Iron Man Fist.
Jessica Jones was slow until midway through. Once they go to her childhood house is when I think the series picked up.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, the fighting styles are so different. Iron Fist, the fighting in that series compared to Daredevil was they were completely different teams doing them. You know? So we'll see how it goes.
You think that would have been, Iron Fist should have been, the coolest fighting, theoretically.
Michael's gonna hate the first episode though, because one of his favorite characters.
I'm probably not gonna watch it because I never even got to the second season of Daredevil or obviously Iron Fist or I like Luke
I'm
Cage.
If you
I like
need to even
Jones.
Watch those first though.
Yeah, probably. I've heard you can just hop in and out. So.
Yeah, Claire would know. She's seen
but
it.
I don't know. I'm just kind of like. Thank you. I'm kind of I don't know, meh on the whole Marvel Netflix thing.
Fair enough.
There's so many. I'm interested for Punisher, actually. I'd like to see that because I like what's his name. He's good.
Punisher's kind of when Punisher showed up in Daredevil's kind of where I stopped watching, and it wasn't because I wasn't enjoying it. So it just, I don't know. It just kind of fell off my radar of things. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure I'll catch it at some point.
I think they need to shorten their seasons, too.
No, how many episodes are they?
Well, what was Luke Cage? 12. Like 10 or 12?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tell it to me shorter.
I don't remember. I very much enjoyed Luke Cage.
I did, too. I really liked it. I just wish they had stuck with the original villain through the whole thing, because he's a way better actor than the guy they went with for the...
I love the original villain. Yeah. I was so bummed when.
Yeah, that kind of. And even if they had, spoilers, if they killed him off and just stayed with her as a villain, what's his name, who came in, I just didn't work for me as much. But I really like Luke Cage a lot. Yeah,
I agree. And I said it on this show at the time. It was just the second guy wasn't as scary as the first guy. And I was one-up villain? Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he was just, well, I just think the actor is just so much better that it's, what's his name? Just, I can't remember his name. Freaking won an Oscar.
The dude from.
That movie that won an Oscar.
Remy from. Isn't he Remy in House of Cards?
I don't watch House of Cards. I don't like Kevin Spacey. I have very specific people I don't like.
I can't say House of Cards has been awesome since season one, but How many seasons are there? 4, 5?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm like in the middle of one of them. Okay, so Luke Cage's, it's Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala Ali, mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's incredible. Just incredible, yeah, on the show. Oh.
He's been in a ton of stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He has.
He's just a great House actor. Cards, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah. I remember hearing that. Yeah, I liked Luke Cage a lot, though.
He's a pretty handsome-looking dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably get into Defenders, because I liked the first Daredevil. I liked Jessica Jones quite a bit. It's probably my favorite one. And then Luke Cage quite a bit.
Go lay down. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I have a 90-pound
harasser. I'm trying to...
Sorry.
Wait, nothing wrong with... Oh, Stryker. That's the bad guy as the season went on.
Oh, yeah. Snake Eyes or whatever his name was. No, Snake Eyes.
Diamondback,
Snake Eyes.
No, Snake Eyes. Not Snake Eyes.
What's his name? Shades.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I love that guy, Theo Rossi.
Oh, yeah. He was in, Sons of Anarchy, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Diamondback just didn't work for me.
I never finished watching that series.
I haven't seen a lot of it. I watched the first season, maybe, but that just...
I watched all of it, but the last season.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That happens.
Don't know. Yeah. I felt they were going to a weird place I didn't feel like going.
Yeah, I mean, you just fall off of it. It's like, whatever. It's only a TV show.
So Jason Bateman, who was probably my first boyfriend... He's doing this show now called The Ozark.
Is it just a Breaking Bad ripoff?
Ish. It is ish. Yeah. I think a lot of people want to put that on it so that they can frame it that way. I've seen only the first episode, so that's all I have to say about it.
Well, I like him.
But the first episode, you're like, God, this is a little bit boring. And then all of a sudden it ceases to be boring.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm looking forward. I actually want to go see the next episode. Like, let's go already and watch it. So, not the show person.
Oh, well, we know what you're doing later.
I'm going to be forced to watch. No, no, I don't have to watch Big Brother first. Just
sit
down and watch that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, we got back into Big Brother this year. Rob has a podcast fault. God. I want my summer back. And it's the worst season of Big Brother, like in the history of Big Brother. And I'm like, God, Dave and I wake up every morning at 6 o'clock. We sit down and we watch the overnight feeds. And then we like argue. I'm like, I don't want to do this
no
anymore.
No way. Do you really?
This is fucking terrible. No I don't even way. Want to do this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he's like, you always say Paul's a scumbag. And I'm like, dude, they're all fucking scumbags. They wouldn't be in this house putting their whole lives on TV for 3 months for $500,000 if they weren't like that kind of person, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing about is it's only $500,000.
Yeah, and I mean, you're screwing some guy on TV every night for $500,000. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, there's one couple in the house, and every single night they're having sex on. They think nobody's watching? What are you doing? Have some self-respect, man.
Yes.
You know, both of their parts, and it's so gross. Anyway. I'm just turned inside out about Big Brother this year because it's so awful and ugly and they're being really mean and bullyish and terrible. And I'm sad I picked it up again and I should have just stuck with Survivor. Damn you, Raps. Rob has a podcast, whatever it's called. Raps.
Rehash.
Yeah. So... Ozark, yes, check it out. Good. The first episode is a little bit shocking and fun. And then Orphan Black made me sad. Has anybody else seen it? You haven't seen the rest of it, have you, Rob?
No.
It's over.
No.
It's over.
Honestly, I actually have 2 seasons to watch.
Wow. Oh, I'll tell you what. Me and a couple of glasses of wine and this show, I was sitting on the couch. Dave just... handed me the remote and a box of Kleenex and walked out of the room. Because he knew that I was just going to lose my shit the entire... Like, this show literally would, like, have me yelling at the TV on a regular basis, cheering for people, screaming at people, crying my eyes out. And no show has affected me like that since Buffy. like Buffy always made me cry. You know, it was, if I rewatch Buffy, especially the body, like sobbing my eyes out, you know. And Orphan Black, it is so smart. And it's all about women and their right to their reproductive health and their ownership of their own bodies and all of this, like the eugenics and all of it, and trying to carry on life for as long as possible. And, you know, it really taps into a lot of really cool, interesting conversations. But at the same time, it really is just a story about a family and a group of sisters, you know. And it was awesome. The ending was so well done. I have never had a series end, and I've been so happy with the way that it ended. It was perfect.
That's really high praise.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
I cried my eyes out. And then the next day I rewatched it and I cried my eyes out again. So if you, I mean, I've gone on about Orphan Black enough on this show that if you're not watching it yet, what else can I say? But it's so good. And the fact that she, I don't think she got nominated for an Emmy this year. Tatiana Maslany. And she's just, I think that girl is really going to go places.
Yeah, I really hope she gets some awesome roles. Now that this is over.
She's so good. She's so talented. And her and the guy that plays Felix, when you hear them talk, and all of the cast, they just seem like really nice, incredibly good people. You know, they're not arrogant. They're not like a-holes in any way. They're just like real people. And they're really funny. So I really like this show. Anyway, Game of Thrones. Anybody?
Everybody. I think it's been really good. I mean, things are kind of going in just kind of, you know, fast mode, and things are just accelerating. But we have one more left for the season.
Let's spoil it. Can we just spoil it?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, we all are
good. Caught up?
Yeah, everybody's caught up. Yeah.
We're all caught up, but I don't know. Mike and I might bring the tone down a little bit.
Yeah. Oh. I don't think we're super excited about the world's dumbest fucking plan ever created.
Oh, no. That plan is stupid. So like, what the shit? What a stupid fucking plan, honestly. Oh, yeah. That's a ridiculous plan.
Yeah, but the problem is it's overshadowing everything because it's still going on.
Yeah. It was so dumb.
How else would we have gotten a White Walker dragon? Holy fuck.
Well, there's a million other ways, but just the whole Cersei plan is completely dumb.
So if I'm reading it right.
Why are you trying to.
Go ahead.
No, you go. No, call. Trust me, I'll have plenty to say. Go ahead. Talk while you can, Kayla.
So really, all they have to do is kill the knights. Night Kings, because there seems to be more than the one head, like of the group, right?
That's what they think. Right. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true. I'm not concerned about that part so much, because I think that's going to be more, even if that were the case, it's going to be way more complicated than, you know, it seems.
Fire and ice, baby. Yeah. They got themselves an ice breathing dragon. There's only 8 episodes
left. Yeah, there is only 8. Yeah, that's true. Well, is there 8 or 7? Seven. Yeah, seven next season, right?
Yeah. I think so, but given how, you know, fast-paced and Deus Ex Machina some of this season and the last few seasons kind of seem to have been, it would totally not surprise me if all Jon had to do was, like, head off, the Night King's head off, and then everybody was like,
That's a good point. Yeah, I could see that.
but... Now he's got a motherfucking dragon. So that's pretty cool. I want
to
see.
Yeah, but all they have to do is kill him and the dragon will go bye bye too.
Yeah, but on a dragon flying around, like
spraying ice on everybody.
Oh my God. It's going to be so. Like dragon battles in the air. Like imagine like him on the one dragon and like Daenerys on the other dragon and like maybe Jon on the third dragon. And like they're just all like, oh.
It's like the wands touching in Harry Potter where they're firing back and forth.
Basically, yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to concentrate on any of that until they fix this whole stupid storyline of trying to convince a psychopath.
Oh yeah. Why? Like, who cares about Cersei?
Yeah, like it makes no sense. Like, it's ruining the rest of the show. It really is ruined. Like, I had no Cersei. Problem with it. Oh, with Cersei, what's that?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say I had
I
had no problem with the fast traveling. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, they have a certain amount of episodes left. It is what it is. But everybody just sat around that table and was like, "Yeah, I think this is a great idea. I think we're gonna go do this."
Like somebody said, why didn't somebody volunteer to be like the "I'll go and die there and turn into the White Walker"? Do they have to be touched by one of those by the Night King to turn into a White Walker?
They don't even know if it'll survive the trip back.
Well, it's not even that. It's just, that's even fucking dumber, is to be like, "Yeah, sure, I'll go die and turn into a white." Like,
but at least they would have had a little bit kind of control over the situation, right? Like, if you just had to go on the other side of the wall, kill someone, and then wrap them up and bring them back.
Yeah, it was just everything of, like, that's the whole pro. Like, two episodes ago was whatchamacallit, this is kind of where it went bad, the end of that episode with Jamie and the horse. And then the next episode, he's just a mile away in the water.
Yeah.
That's where it all started going bad.
There is a problem in the show as far as, like, people traveling, like, ridiculous distances and seemingly a ridiculously short amount of time.
Beam me up, Varys!
Well, I can forgive that.
Even that, again, I don't have a problem with. I really don't have a problem so much with the time travel.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm so fucking tired of Cersei. Can we just kill her next episode and be done with it? I'm preemptively uncomfortable with the fact that an aunt and a nephew are probably going to fuck.
Mm-hmm. an aunt and a dead nephew.
What?
An aunt and a dead nephew.
Well, according to Nick, he's a dead nephew.
Well, his wounds aren't healing, so it's not a good sign.
Those are healing. They were healed.
No, if you look at two
they
of them.
They were scars.
Some weren't. But I guess he was in a battle.
Yeah, because they were new wounds.
That's true.
Believe it or not, he had just been in a battle.
Sorry, undead. newly risen.
Did you watch the show?
Well, I mean, it was hard, you know. It was hard to tell who was going to die. Oh, wait, it was really easy to tell. It was all the people we didn't know.
Well, exactly. I was like, oh, my God, was that? No. Oh, my God, was that? No.
You know, I didn't even know where they all fucking came from. All of a sudden, I was like, who's that guy? Who's that guy? Like, where were these people?
Those are the red shirts.
Well, it was so poorly done.
They're the log-carrying guys.
They really did such a poor job showing you those other people there. And they did a poor job showing you the head dragon glass. And but those things would be forgivable.
They had dragon glass?
Yeah.
They had dragon glass.
Look at Jorah's daggers, and then it was like an axe. Yeah. But they did such a poor job of conveying that. But, like, you could forgive that if it wasn't just the stupidest fucking idea they could have come up with in the history of humankind. It is just so fucking dumb.
Yes. It really fucking dumb. Why not just, I don't know, why did Gendry have to run back? Why couldn't they have just been like, yo, Danny, meet us out here on day 6 because we're probably going to be fucked.
Yeah. Or, like, just don't go out there. You're not going to convince Cersei. You're not going to convince Cersei anyway. This makes no sense.
And at this point, who gives a fuck about showing Cersei anything?
Exactly. They've already decimated
them. Person and the world is ending. Who gives a shit about Cersei at this point, right?
They've already decimated.
I know. I would have been like, let her die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a dragon, go and, you know, blast her out of the air when she's standing on her patio, and you're done.
That's it. Just go land in the middle of King's Landing, blast the palace with fire, and then fly away. There you go. It's over.
And
it's
then
you
wouldn't have a show.
You would still have a show. There's plenty of stuff going on still. It's just that, like,
yeah, we still have to have Littlefinger die. Although, honestly, I really am not calling for Littlefinger's death.
Oh, I am. I can't stand him. Because I'm just over it. Like, I feel like it's so far along. to the end game that someone like him has to go. But I mean, look, you know, you need antagonists, so.
Yeah, exactly. Or you have Big Brother season where Paul just runs the house and nobody cares.
Well, plus it makes more sense if Littlefinger was kind of there, like, to start it all with the whole John Aaron thing, then makes sense that he would be a character that lasts until the very end.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because he has been.
Like, from a storytelling perspective.
Yeah, true. I mean, and they are close to the end. I'm still trying to figure out how it's going to, like, are they going to end? I think they're going to wrap up the White Walker thing before they wrap up the Seven Kingdoms thing.
I know, and I was really hoping they wrapped up the Seven Kingdoms first.
So was I, but I think it's going to go the opposite way, yeah.
I know, but I really fucking hate Cersei, and I'm so over all the Lannister bullshit.
I know, it's just, it's like, because it felt like they were wrapping it up, and then it just keeps going.
Yes. Do we think that she's really knocked up, or is that conspiracy on her part?
I don't think she is. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, she could be, and
yeah,
she's still of childbearing age. She could be.
True. And who knows?
And she's older, so she's more likely to conceive multiples. I'm just saying.
There you go. There's that. That's true.
She'll give birth to twins. She'll die in childbirth. One will be perfect and handsome, and one will be a dwarf.
And it's a shame
because they'll both be dwarfs.
Oh God. I feel like these last two, since the dumbest plan in the history of man came up, it's kind of ruined a pretty fun season. Really, since
I just look past it. Like, for me, I just, you know, like, I enjoy the books, but, you know, they have to do these big things. I mean, they've got, you know.
That's so fine, but you can do them well and not stupidly.
Well, true.
Like, literally,
have to have a reason to go and do the things they're doing. And if Cersei's the reason, then I guess it's going to have to be good enough.
Well,
Let's think of other ways that they could have either gotten a white or a white weight, however you pronounce
white,
it. Yeah. No, it's W-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, it's white, yeah.
Or convince Cersei that they existed. Like, what's a better option than going in and literally kidnapping a dead person and bringing them back? And also, did they think that, like,
First of all, Cersei is a usurper, so who gives a shit what she thinks? They should just go in there, kill her, like they did with the last king, Mad King Aerys, or whatever, and then go in there, kill her, and take the throne. And that's done.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're wasting so much energy on trying to figure out how to convince Cersei of anything.
Whole problem. It makes no sense.
Because Dany wants to rule, like, have the people that she rules love her. She doesn't want to just take over. Does anybody think that Tyrion's going to end up on the Iron Throne in the end?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Jon's throne.
I don't think so.
But I don't think he wants it.
Yes, but according to Nick, Jon is undead.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants it. I don't think Jon makes it all the way to the end.
No, probably not.
I think we probably lose him. I think in the whatever that happens with the White Walker battle.
Yeah,
that'll be my guess. I mean, obviously, no idea, but
I just hope it's not Littlefinger on the goddamn throne.
Oh God!
Oh, that would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, if he turns out to be the grand hero of the story, no thanks.
This stupid little smirk.
I'm still hoping the White Walkers wipe out everybody. That's just my whole hope.
Or the comet. The
Qyburn. Qyburn will be the one sitting on the throne at the end.
Or like someone's about to sit on the throne and the comet hits into the planet and wipes everybody out.
Yeah. That would be amazing. Right there, that would be.
And the mountain's the only one that survives.
Oh, imagine if it's Cersei on the Iron Throne at the end.
Oh my God, no.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I feel like it's a possibility.
Because she's going to screw them over and do some major damage because she doesn't care about the whites or the White Walkers. She doesn't care.
And to be fair, the rest of them are all pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah, they're all really dumb.
And their
level
of arrogance is just amazing.
Yeah, they've proven how really dumb they are because they're all like, "Yes, we're gonna let's do this, Tyrion. This is a great idea, Tyrion. Let's all go." I got fantastic. Yes. Yeah.
Why not just take a fucking dragon? Like, have Danny.
Yeah.
Like, take a dragon, get the goddamn white.
Yeah, there you go.
And then fly
scoop
it back,
up in its mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fly in, scoop it up, fly out.
That's it.
It would have been way better.
Yeah, you know, like Pelican style it.
Yeah, but there you go.
All you see is a white hanging from its chin going, oh, let me out.
And they literally have no idea if it will survive the journey to King's Landing. So they may just have a corpse.
They stuck it on a dragon spike now and it's got a big hole in its middle.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, that's
how when
he
climbed up
there.
The dragon with it, and then he like slammed it on one of the horns.
Yeah, that's how they. One of the ridges.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's already dead.
Yeah, it's all right. That doesn't matter. Sorry, as long as it's not obsidian, it's fine. Or
I just think, you know, putting more holes in the thing you're trying to take home, it's probably not healthy.
Yeah.
But it's going to be warm weather down there. It's going to rot away. Like, this makes no sense. And like,
it's
even if she sees,
by the time they get to Cersei.
But even if she sees one shambling undead thing, she has a giant undead bodyguard.
Yeah. Like, hey, I got this behind me.
Yeah. Have you met Sir Clegane?
Oh shit. Are they all going? No, they all separated. So I was gonna say, are we gonna get Clegane Bowl from
He's going. He's bringing the body.
So Gregor is the one bringing the body? Wait, who's the mountain? Which one's the mountain's first name?
That's
Gregor,
right? And he's Sandor.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So then the one that's the hound is...
He's bringing the body, I believe.
What's the hound's?
Sandor?
The hound...
Okay.
The hound is Sandor Clegane.
Yeah. And the other one's Gregor.
Yes.
Gregor.
Okay, so...
Or was.
So Sandor is actually going to physically bring the body, so he's going to come, like, face-to-face in the throne room, probably with his bro.
Yeah.
Probably.
I like
that. That depends, though. I mean,
they
like...
did make a point.
Yeah.
Color by numbers, Game of Thrones this season, they did make a point
of
specifically pointing out that he got burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Like, over and over, they've been... Mm-hmm. Pointing that out.
Did you know he was pushed into the fire?
Yeah.
By his brother. Just so you know.
Mm. Oh man, that's.
Well,
I kind of got to watch the trailer for the next episode now to see.
It looks like
if there's any clues.
Big meeting in King's Landing, and all the armies are there, and.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they
that's what I remember, but you know, screen caps and all.
They can salvage
if
it.
Exists.
Yeah, screen caps. That's true. Yeah, but they can salvage it if we wrap up this stupid plan story and get back to doing other stuff. Like, they can salvage it. But
I think they have, don't you think? Like, they've gotten rid of that, but it's probably
no, they haven't.
Just
they're
so
still in the middle of it. That's the problem. We're now on to episode 3 of the world's dumbest plan.
Yeah,
like they're not going to be able to convince her.
How do we think Cersei's going to fuck him over? Because she's totally going to fuck him over.
Oh yeah, what do you think when she hears that a dragon got killed? What do you think she's going to be like? Oh yeah, well I'll join up with you guys. Now she's going to be like, oh great, now I know I can figure out a way to kill a dragon. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh my god, I could see Cersei being dumb enough to send people, or being balls enough to send like scouts. To be like, yo, Night King, want to lie?
Yeah.
I know you can't make it down here because it's a little warm, but winter's coming.
Unless this is where Jaime takes it seriously and finally is done with her, but now that she's pregnant, I mean, who knows? Or now that he believes she's pregnant, who knows?
That's true, Jaime. Although, we do have potential for some great scenes because we're going to have Brienne of Tarth in...
Yep.
King's Landing.
Yes.
Jaime will clearly be there. Jaime. So that could be potentially interesting.
I assume Tyrion will be there.
I assume. We'll have the Cleganes there.
So are we assuming they're all leaving? They're all leaving and getting on the dragon?
Or taking boats, yeah.
So Jorah Mormont's going to be back in King's Landing.
I would assume some people are staying back in Dragonstone. I just don't know who.
Yeah. Who are they going to drop off on the way? That's what. Because then you've got Jon Snow.
What about maybe Theon's coming to get his sister?
Yeah, probably not. He's too chicken.
No, he's too much of a pussy. is it Thoros, Beric? Which is the one that didn't die? Beric. Mm-hmm. Beric is.
Dondarrion.
Yeah, there go.
He's probably not coming.
No, that's what happened at the end of the. Remember, they. He's like, I hope I don't see you again, or whatever. Sandor said, you know, the Hound was hopefully not. Yeah. So I guess he's going back up north because I assume that's his, like, or staying there or heading to the wall or, you know, some shit. Who knows? He'll pop up when needed. Ooh. Like,
sorry, that's my phone.
He'll pop up when needed, like Benjen.
Yeah. Another machina. I can't say it, although I don't have trouble going to the finish.
This.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, like, oh, God. But that's the things that can be forgiven if it wasn't just this dumb story. Again.
It's kind of like that other show we knew where they were like, oh, yeah, we've got this many seasons. We know exactly what we're going to do. And then in the end, they were like, we got to hurry and wrap it up.
Yeah, well, this one, it's weird because it's not fully their fault because they were supposed to have books to work off of, and now they have none.
Mm. What?
Well, they don't have
20 years ago, they didn't figure out they weren't getting another book.
Well, I mean, when they agreed to do the show, that's how they were doing the show. They didn't agree to write a full fantasy series.
I know, right? They were like, that'll be a catalyst. We'll get them writing again. It's like, fuck you, I'm done.
They agreed to adapt it.
I don't need to write anymore.
Peace out.
So, I mean, who knows what guidance they've been given, you know? I mean, what if they just have these random points they have to hit and they're like, what the fuck? You know, and they don't have like 5 years to figure it out.
Right. I mean, my guess is they probably have an outline and they have to like they're checking off the points on the outline that go best with their storytelling. Right?
Yeah, that's what I would guess. It's getting to those points that are tough, like
Dorne.
Well, that was just bad. Yeah.
Dorne wasn't there. Never mind.
Thankfully, they wrapped that up. But they did wrap that up. Yes. So, you know, there is that.
True that.
At least we wrapped that up.
Okay.
And that wrapped up kind of in a very emotional way.
Yeah.
Even though, like, you hated her and wanted them all to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Suddenly, you were like, oh, but that's so mean. I hate Cersei again.
Yeah. At least we didn't see them for a while, so we forgot how stupid they were. And then we were like, oh, well, that's her daughter. That's terrible. Yeah. So it worked. Worked well enough. It's a shame.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Dorne started off so promising with Oberyn, and then it was just like,
yeah.
Just really, really not good. But not as bad as this storyline.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm looking forward
to it. At least we had some great.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I am too. And you know, for how terrible the plot was, at least we had some awesome scenes of dialogue. And I
For sure. I love the Tyrion Dany scene over the map when they were talking and about secession and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. And the Sansa and Arya stuff.
I don't know. I gotta see how that resolves before I say if I like it or not.
Well, I think that those girls are.
Oh, I hate that.
I really hope that Arya has learned enough to see what Littlefinger is.
Well, here,
I hope they don't dumb her down. Like, Cat of the Canal is smarter than Littlefinger, I feel.
Well, they're dumbing Sansa down even more. At least Arya hasn't dealt with Littlefinger. Literally a week ago, Sansa is like, oh, I don't, like, dismissive of him and not trusting him. Absolutely. And now she's, like, confiding in him.
Well, and it's not even just that. Don't forget, a lot of the causes of Pretty much all of the causes of Sansa's really shitty fucking life
or him
were a direct result of fucking Littlefinger.
Yes.
And
he was
even like, you have no idea what I've been through, but Littlefinger's my friend.
Yeah. Who caused everything. Yeah.
He's been her only constant from the beginning of it to now. He's always been around. And he definitely has sold her a bill of goods that he has her best interest at heart. You know?
Yeah, creepy and, Uncle Baelish wants to get her pants.
Yeah, no shit. That's so gross. And the thing is that you have, I guess, you know, it's a little bit of Munchausen by proxy going on there.
That's when you get
Stockholm syndrome.
There you
Stockholm,
go.
Stockholm, yeah.
One of those things that people do to you when they fuck with your brain.
Anyway, I don't know. I had a huge problem with the Sansa Arya thing, and they better undo that shit too.
Well, I'm willing to let that ride out because maybe there's stuff like I didn't love it because it regressed to both of them, but maybe they're both working an angle that we don't know. Not together necessarily, but maybe they're both working an angle that we don't see yet.
I wouldn't mind then seeing Arya wearing Littlefinger's face, quite frankly.
Yeah.
At some point. Arya.
It's very possible.
Maybe. I still think Littlefinger goes all the way to the series finale.
It's certainly possible, especially if the White Walker stuff gets wrapped up first.
Okay, how about at the very, very end, but then Varys shows up, cuts his head off, and steals the throne.
Sure.
I'd almost be better with that.
Varys on the throne? Really? No, Varys has to die for the cause. I think Varys is a casualty mid-next season.
Yeah.
And I think it's for some noble cause.
But those two have always had this like snarky, competitive relationship, so it'd be kind of funny to see it.
Somebody has to die this week because enough with the nonsense with people surviving everything. It's getting ridiculous. It's getting Walking Dead-ish. It's like you cannot have Jaime swim a mile underwater in his fucking armor. You can't have John sink to the bottom of a frozen lake and come back up. You can't have Tormund get torn apart,
if he's a fire undead.
Well,
person.
Yeah, if he is undead, that's a good point. Fire. Yeah, that's fair.
The thing is that for a show that was so incredibly willing to just kill off anyone, as the books were, that they've sure reined that in.
Yeah, and like if they weren't going to kill him, that's fine. You don't need to have a cliffhanger with Jaime getting blown off a horse and then swimming a mile and a half underwater and then nobody coming after him.
At least have killed Bronn in that scene, you know?
Yeah, well, that would
I love Bronn.
Yeah.
No!
He's my man. But, you know, if you're good, but nobody really besides Dickon died. And I just say Dickon because it amuses me.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. I forgot the Tarleys. And then before that, was it Lady Olenna was the other big one?
Yeah, and that was that was good. The end of that episode was amazing. Gangster. Yeah.
She's awesome.
That was a great episode.
So Cersei.
What does this do for Sam?
I wanted to know it was me.
Yeah, does this mean Sam is in charge of his house then?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because he joined the Night's Watch. But is he abandoner of the Night's Watch because he walked away from...
No, I think he's going back to the... Yeah, I assume he's going to Winterfell.
I had some issues.
With that?
I had some issues with that, with him just leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of like, what a quitter. Like, loser. Also, stop interrupting your girl when she's about to tell us some actual useful information.
Yeah.
She's dropping the mic and you're like picking it up. Now shut up.
That is true.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited to see what happens. And
I am,
you know,
too, yeah.
I like flames and dragons, so I was just like, yay!
Yeah, I'm still excited to see it. Because, I mean, look, there's been wonky things before, and they've righted the ship, so.
Yeah.
True. I guess, just to wrap this up, because as far as projecting where the show will end, with its White Walkers versus Battle of the Throne. I guess technically the name of the series is, well, it's A Song of Ice and Fire, but
yeah,
I guess it's technically a Game of Thrones, so it would make kind of sense that it finishes with the big battle for the control of Westeros, but
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like the Night King stuff is way cooler.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. I'm sure they're not going to, I'm sure they're not going to like wipe out the White Walkers in this finale. So I'm sure they'll still be a threat, you know, going into the next season as well.
I don't even know if we'll see them in this finale.
I'll be like, man, Cersei the whole next season. let me know. I'll read about it tomorrow.
Honestly, it's like polishing the furniture while your house is burning down. You know, that's what they're doing right now in the show.
Yeah, with her. Yeah. I don't think we'll even see the whites this week, do you?
I don't know where they're gonna
go. No, just the one that they brought to Cersei.
Oh yeah, other than the one that's melting away and Sandor's
gooey
backpack, yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, just turning
that's
to sludge.
Not gonna smell nice. Nope. Anyway,
I'm excited
for that.
Yeah, me too.
We have no books. We're avid readers.
Quickly, we got to get a quick Mara Mary update from Rob.
Yeah,
there's a TV series.
It's like a documentary series, right?
I think so.
I'm excited. Real quick, like I've been really like, I don't want to say obsessed, like not obsessed with it, but like not like some people. Geez, but it's been really interesting, and I've been following like the podcast, and I'm still like a little bit more than a year behind.
There hasn't been a lot the last year.
It doesn't seem like there's been much progress in that year. So I mean, you could tell me if I'm wrong. Like, is there anything that and don't tell me what if there is, but like, is there anything that any kind of like semi big discovery or new evidence or anything that?
Not really. I don't
there's know.
One thing.
There's one thing though.
Oh, I think I know what
they
you're
do
about.
Interview witness A.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's right. That does happen this year. Yeah, it happened relatively recently. Yeah,
it was last year at some point, but they do interview her, so she comes out of the woodworks. But that John Smith guy is so crazy, and he's in the trailer for that docuseries, and he looked exactly like I imagined him to look like, except a little thinner.
Really? Okay. I need to look at the trailer.
Well, you need to go to the Reddit, the subreddit.
Yeah, the subreddit. I mean, I think it's probably died down
It used to be bonkers.
Who am I kidding? It probably hasn't.
Yeah, that's true. It used to be crazy, remember?
It used to be crazy in that people were like really nasty to Tim and Lance. Mm. I mean, and to be fair, they were pretty fucking in over their heads when they started.
Yeah. They were, but I feel like they're...
Why was there a red light in the car? You lit a cigarette? Why would you light a cigarette after you had a car accident?
Oh my God,
It just doesn't make sense.
Yes!
Some of it was a little like, come on. But I think they do a good job, all in all.
Now they do. They've gotten
much better. Yeah.
Yeah, they have. They have. I think they've learned what questions semi matter and what ones don't. But man, in the beginning, they got lost in a lot of dumb shit.
just the speculation. They could have edited. They could have edited a bunch.
Yeah.
Like, remember the one mic where they were arguing about whether or not she had looked sinister in like a picture.
Oh yes. Yes. She just has this look.
She has a secret.
Oh God.
It's like, I don't know, she's not smiling in a picture.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's like,
like
a picture.
I don't know.
Like, Connor literally took a picture of me while I was awake, and I happened to blink, and it looks like I'm asleep. Like, what the hell are you telling from a snapshot?
Yes. Did you get to that one yet, Rob? You had to have gotten
that.
Yeah,
was
that
was early.
Pretty,
that
yeah,
was
that was pretty
early.
Early
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where, just the speculation. And then, because didn't they also speculate, they told that story of, like, the frog and the toad going, and the snake or the rat or whatever going across the river? And that's how they, like, dramatically finished that episode.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh,
yeah.
The grasshopper? What is it?
The scorpion and the
thank you.
Yeah. But Mike and I was talking briefly earlier about that the time when they were going to go to those coordinates that were emailed to them, and then because they got a scary email and a scary tweet, they decided to call off the entire thing, and they were there already, and they had a guide and everything.
It was a picture of a penny, remember?
Yeah, the penny.
Yes.
Like a little paranoid.
Oh my god.
You know, to their credit, one of their most interesting episodes, I think, is a live show that they have, and they have the fucking crazy blogger guy.
What's his name? What the hell? Renner?
Renner.
James Renner?
Yeah.
James Renner, another dude, and John Smith, who gets like booted offline and is like frantically in the chat trying to get attention because he hates Renner. And it's just a very interesting. I actually really enjoyed it because they're sharing more of their personal stories during the investigation.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go as far as to be like, it was awesome, but it was definitely.
It was entertaining.
I don't know. It was entertaining. And I remember telling Mike, like, I actually have nothing to make fun of about this episode. I kind of liked it.
Well, it was when they finally started going back at Renner, too.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning, when they would have him on, they would just, like, bow to him, basically, when he came on.
Yes. And they got into a lot of trouble because he was like, well, I think she was a sociopath.
Yes!
It's like, okay, hello, medical degree. Where did you come from?
Yep. Yeah, she's a sociopath. Oh, she's pregnant. She's living in Canada. She's...
Well, here is, you know, a lovely Canadian review for Maura Murray. I really wanted to like this podcast. It's an interesting case, but I barely got through 3 episodes before I gave up. These guys are just nauseating. The endless and inane speculation is painful in ways I didn't know was possible for a podcast run.
Wow. That's going to be an early review.
Yeah.
Mike and I definitely both left nasty reviews when they first came out. And I since have changed mine because I felt really bad because it actually did get a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to watch the series because all the crazy people from the podcast are going to be in it.
Yep.
I hope the psychic is in it.
Oh my God.
But I don't think she's going
to
be
in it. I know. I have to see her. She was so bananas. And I love them defending it the next week because they got a bunch of hate mail about it.
Please tell me they do the Halloween episode that they're they've been like promising.
Shit, did they?
At some point. Like they were gonna go up to like the area and like do like a paranormal like Halloween episode. Like not the
Oh god.
I don't know if they do it for Halloween, but they do it for the anniversary.
Yeah, they go back up there, right? Yeah. That was like everybody went up there, right?
They go up a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go up a couple of times, and one of the other just completely batshit ones episodes is a later one, and it's with John Smith, and it's broken down into 2 parts, and so much of what he says, you're just like, what?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, oh, he's all in on the cops did it thing or something.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, totally. I mean, he does have some good points and some good insight, but he's a little eccentric, I guess is a good word. But
and then there was another set
that shit fucking insane, dude.
Well, yeah, there's that. Well, I love what he talks about when he was a cop. He was like a cop for like a year, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
In like rural Vermont or whatever the fuck, like for a year, like, dude. But wasn't there another investigative team that they had come out? What the hell? It was these guys, and they tried. They're all like former investigators who have a company now or some shit. And
is it paranormal?
Oh
no! These are like real investigators, not like paranormal stuff. Like like actual guys who used to do. They worked like FBI or some shit, and now they have like a company. What the hell was it? Or they're all retired.
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah.
I know the most boring episode they ever had was the one with the authors. The professors.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's right. That was after like the Renner sociopath thing, right?
I didn't get to that yet, so I don't.
No, that was definitely, that was sometime in the last year and a half.
Oh, yeah. Now I'm thinking of, they had a professor on. Who was from school, maybe? UMass?
Yeah, maybe. But they also had a woman on. Like, they had... I don't know. It doesn't matter. All I know is I freaking love that podcast. I genuinely have affection for it.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have a beer with them. I'd totally have a beer with them.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
So just quickly about the case, like, do you guys think that she'll ever something there will ever be like a resolution that
no, find she wandered
her,
off into
or
the woods.
Her body?
No, she wandered into the woods and died.
Dead somewhere.
Yeah.
She's
no
I think yeah. she's dead, but like I think they should find. It'd be good if they found her.
Well, body. Hopefully they'll find something. I mean, something like that. It's tough because animals, and it was middle winter, and you know, literally
yeah.
could be anywhere.
I just don't. I don't think that she just wandered into the woods. And died there because I feel like they would have found her.
Not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big area. Pretty
and there
rural.
Was no footprints or anything. Like, I just, I don't know. I think she was.
Well, you
I
have to remember was it wasn't
murdered.
Cold out either. Like, it was cold, but it was above
there was
freezing.
Like, there were snow. There was snow though. So
yeah, true.
I think she was murdered, but
I think she just died.
I don't think that.
I think she just died. I think she was drunk. She ran off into the woods.
Yeah. Like freaked out. Yeah. Like even if she just freaked out to hide, she just something.
But
happened.
I feel like they would have found her. I feel like if, because like her body was buried. Like, you know, if she just kind of died and was around somewhere, someone would have found her.
Someone's got
I
her
guess
in the
what's
basement
the
probably.
Oh, there was a backpack.
Oh, sorry, Michaela.
I was saying someone's probably got her in their basement.
There's
like, she's,
that's a theory too.
Yeah,
or she's in that
theory,
that
yeah.
foundation or
oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
house that they
that foundation of the house. That's right. Yeah. Oh, the backpack was the backpack in the car still or something?
No, she took her backpack with her.
That's what it was. Yeah. You would think there would be some fabric or something, but I mean, it's easy.
Something, right?
It's such a big area, though. Like, I mean, it's difficult, but you would think that somebody would have found something. Possibly, yeah. but it's certainly difficult. But I could see like coming across, yeah, foul play happening. I mean, that any random thing could possibly happen. But I think it's most likely she ran off.
I did have like a crazy thick theory thought that I didn't hear, like no one ever mentioned. It's kind of there's really no.
Oh, please share it so we can make fun of you.
All right, please make fun of me. And I'm not saying like I think this happened, but like no one, I don't know if people are afraid to say it or whatever, but like, what if like I kind of got the impression. So remember when she hit the guardrail? Like I think I don't know if it was like the week before, whatever.
Oh,
she
yeah.
got it and into the accident with her. Was it with her dad's car?
Dad's car.
Yeah.
So we're like, she hit into the guardrail and like got away like scot free. And then like that like cop never.
Remind me when you're done, remind me to make fun of the fact that they spent the whole fucking 45 minutes trying to figure out if it was weird that she slept in a double bed or something or twin bed in her dad.
Oh,
that was so dumb.
Yeah. Well, that's so.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But
she got off scot-free with the guardrail thing when she was clearly intoxicated.
Yeah.
Right. So my crazy random theory is like, what if something happened with the cop? Like she got out of it by like with like a sexual favor or something like that. You know, you can't rule something. I'm not saying there's any evidence for that, but like,
was that down
in
UMass or was that up?
No, that was down. That was like by the school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So that wasn't even in the same area.
No, but like, you know, I don't know. Crazy random, like no evidence, but I'm just saying like if something happened there and then like there was some kind of, I don't know, there could be something that happened that was why she was so kind of like, that's something that I can see being like a traumatic experience. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Being like forced to do something you didn't want to do to get out of, you know, something like that. And then just being really upset. And maybe that's the reason why she wanted to like get away, you know,
mm-hmm.
Who knows? Crazy theory, but
I mean, yeah, maybe, but that what happens to her, like she's gotta be very unlucky.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Then get grabbed by somebody. I mean, that's like Final Destination shit.
I know. Yeah.
happens though all the time.
Was there
it does happen.
Was there a UFO episode?
I didn't hear that yet.
Or did, I don't think so.
Or did somebody speculate?
Sci-fi?
Where the hell? Or they, maybe it was on the subreddit. Somebody was saying something about UFOs.
It was
in that area.
Mentioned. They did mention like about if they did like a paranormal, they're like other kind of like, you know.
Maybe that's what I'm remembering.
Well, that's the first thing I thought when Colleen said there were no footprints and there was snow and stuff. I was like, well, she got abducted clearly by aliens. Yeah. Well, I thought Alien Coven, actually.
Alien Coven.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I'm enjoying like following it.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely get to the subreddit.
Oh my god, totally off topic, but now I realize why the Wicked Witch of the West is green.
What? Why?
Alien Covens.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, but don't get too excited about the subreddit because it might not be as exciting as it was now as when the podcast was first putting itself out there.
Yeah, it used to be way more.
It's definitely no Serial subreddit. I mean, nothing is ever going to beat the shit.
No.
Yeah. Well,
of the Serial subreddit for season one. But
you know why it was a little better, though? Because you could follow it because there wasn't too many people in it. So you never got lost in the conversations because the Mara Murray one's pretty tight. It wasn't a lot of people. So, like, when all the craziness is going on, you could actually keep up with it on a daily basis.
Yes.
I miss that whole Serial thing and, like, that case and everything. Like, that was a good time.
Yeah, it really was.
Well, great. It'll come back because Adnan's going to trial again.
Wow.
Yeah, eventually.
What's the latest? I don't even know if I heard. I don't know.
He's getting a new trial.
Oh, that's right.
Not...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a guilty versus innocent trial, though, right? It's.
It is. Yeah, it's a new trial, I think.
Yeah, a new actual new trial,
The only thing now is they don't know if he's getting out while that happens. I think that's what they're figuring out now.
Right, like, yeah. That's really interesting. Yeah.
Well,
it'll start it up.
What's that?
I mean, so maybe that'll start things back up again while it's going on, because then we can actually follow the actual trial.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. Well, I'm trying to look it up real quick to see.
Well, yeah. Hopefully they cover it properly. You know, like make it that their thing to do.
Well, I don't think Serial will cover it. I think they're done with it.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
That's too bad.
Well, didn't they say?
I know that I have said this to Mike several times.
What's that?
But the link between Adnan and Maura Murray.
There's a link.
They found Heyman's body on February 9th, and that's the date that Maura Murray disappeared.
Oh shit!
What?
Wow,
that's kind of.
And
funny.
I'm weird with the dates thing, and it's the day
after
my birthday.
You remember
so
every date,
Oh wow,
you're a date
Something
savant.
About that day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I have a word thing, and you have a date thing.
Yes. Apparently.
Oh, Breakdown season 4 was very good. Breakdown season 4. Check that out.
Oh, yes. Yes. Podcast.
That was good.
So now that I've derailed your show by encouraging Rob to talk about Maura Murray a lot, Maura Murray.
That's what we're here for.
I'm glad I have someone to talk to about it with because I feel like I'm alone with it because like I'm so far behind everything.
Oh, no, I got it. I think I'm like 5 episodes behind, so I got to catch back up again.
Yeah, well, that's not.
I'm a few episodes behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm like a year behind, so which is only maybe like not merely that.
It's really not that many. Yeah. This year they really haven't put out a lot, and some of them have actually been ones for the other case they were trying to do.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's what most of my feed looking at it.
Yeah.
Is about
Brianna.
Why would they put that on another? On the same feed.
Well, I guess the other one didn't really
get more listeners.
Jump off, yeah.
Mm. Well,
have you gotten to their great ad reads yet?
The what?
Their ad reads yet? Oh,
I was gonna say that too.
They're amazing.
So I was gonna say that, like, another good thing about the show is that they're not doing ads.
Oh, they will eventually. Yeah, that changes. Don't you worry, they're good.
Okay. That's why I stopped. I was listening to what's the other
Generation Y?
No.
They are real bad with ads.
Oh, they are.
No. Yeah. Shit. What was the other one? It was the Truth and Justice. One that used to be
that
the serial one.
Bob Ruff guy.
Bob Ruff.
I argued with him on Twitter one day. Oh my God.
I stayed for with a little bit and then they started doing like, so it'd be all serious and stuff. And I was following, you know, the cases like, all right, cool. And then like they do like the live ad reads and then they put like this like hokey fun music in and have like this jokey thing. And I'm like, it just kills the mood. It's so weird.
That's really funny.
I don't know. And then they just kept stretching on. And then they started on like taking new cases and like ignoring old. I don't know. I was just like, all right, I've had enough of this.
Yeah, he's a wacko too.
Yeah, he like quit his job to do it
yes!
full time.
Yes.
I get Mike got into a Twitter fight with him, so yeah, I feel like
I did.
That's a thing. Funny, Mike got into a Twitter fight with him, and he said a Reddit fight with James Renner. Interesting.
Yeah, on the subreddit.
Who forgot about your Renner Reddit fight?
That was a while ago.
That was like 3 years ago.
Oh
that
my
was
god!
Like a newborn when that happened.
Yeah, that was like early on in the Mara Mary world.
That's funny.
Oh man.
Yeah, Bob Ruff didn't know the difference between lie detecting as a, you know, people being able to detect lies and a lie detector, and that both are complete and utter horseshit and not backed by any science, but that's okay. But he is a special investigator that is able to tell the difference because he investigated fires or whatever the fuck he investigated. So,
he's a special snowflake. Yes, we know.
I'm like, all right, yeah, so you can tell if somebody's lying, even though there's no science to back that up whatsoever, but that's okay. All right. That's what we argued about for like
10
minutes. And I was like, all right, I'm done with this because you're dense.
I'm out. Red Mike out. Anyway, I have to pee so bad, guys.
We're keeping Mike up past his bedtime.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I got this quick feedback. If you want to go pee.
It's okay.
Leave. That's what I do. I'm getting old. I can't hold my bladder like that.
Buddy Matt.
Whoop, hold on.
I mean, I can't either. I'm just, at this point, hoping I don't sneeze. So.
Just leave your microphone and run. That's what I do. I'm not like Skypack. I don't pee on the air. Ugh. Although I have feared doing it.
Oh,
many,
that was
many
the funniest
times.
Thing I've ever heard.
Oh my God.
I was so
sad.
How many
times I've gone to the bathroom with my iPhone and muted it and gone, oh, please God, I hope nobody can hear me.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Skypack just did it. He didn't care. Why do we care then? Why should we care? Let's just do it, Colleen. Pee on the air.
Just on the air. All right.
Do you really want me to?
Maybe next time.
All right.
God. All right. Let's
to be continued.
That.
It'll be more exciting than Cersei's next episode on Game of Thrones.
Yay, Cersei!
Unless she dies, or Littlefinger dies, or
unless she dies, then we're great.
Yeah.
But no, you guys are almost at the end of the outline. I can hold it for a little while.
All right, we just have this feedback real quick.
Yeah. Sending you guys some feedback about what I've been checking out this summer, and I've been. You know, keeping busy. Got a PlayStation 4 a few weeks ago. Been playing the latest Uncharted game, or I guess the next recent, because they just released another one, Uncharted 4, which is a lot of fun, kind of a nice globe-trotting adventure, treasure-hunting series. Haven't played the other three, and look forward to checking that out. Been watching Mystery Science Theater 3000, the revival series all summer. I figured I wasn't gonna like binge watch them because every episode is 90 minutes. So I've been kind of parsing them out all summer. Like every week, Friday, Saturday night, I would watch an episode, and it's been a nice little treat, fun distraction from the craziness of the world to watch something so silly and fun and watching, some fun, cheesy movies on top of it. It's very true to the original. It's about as close as a revival kind of bringing it back to what it was as you could hope for with a new cast and mostly new writers and if you've never watched the show, I think it's a pretty good entry point. And you know, you can get into the old classic episodes as well. Also, the new Kesha album is so good. I am really loving it. Kind of all the stuff she's been through, and kind of all the legal trouble and all the kind of the personal ordeals of her and Dr. Luke and all the bad stuff she's gone through.
Fuck
and
that guy.
This is kind of the album that we kind of need now in 2017, where just seems like looking at the news can just induce a panic attack, and to have something this emotionally deep but also just energetic and empowering and life affirming, and not to mention just filled with a lot of really good songs, it's one I've been looking into a lot, especially the track "Woman" is a great. It's so good, and the Dap Kings provide backup on it with the horn section, and there's a lot of good stuff. Or the album "Rainbow," I should say the title of the album. That's kind of helpful. And also TV wise, Rick and Morty is finally back, and that's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's so good!
Really cool to see just the absurdity that they can Pickle go Rick. As far as just tropes of sci-fi and fantasy while kind of maintaining like a grounded psychological reality that kind of feels very real even with the absurd lengths that it goes to. Also, Game of Thrones, I'm enjoying it, even though there's there's a lot of stuff here. Everybody's been kind of talking about the condensed timeline, how it's maybe they could have benefited from a few more episodes for at least the character development stuff. But they still do spectacle better than anybody else on TV, and I'm still liking it, and I'm definitely gonna check out the finale, of course. And of course, the other thing I've been watching all summer long is Twin Peaks, the revival, and just trying to figure out just what the heck is going on with that. And it's a fun show to watch with a bunch of people. I usually try to watch with a few of my friends, and it's good to watch that and try and bounce off ideas of just what exactly is going on in David Lynch's head that inspired him to make this. All right, so that is it for... I'll cut it off at there. Hope you guys had a good summer. I'm looking forward to the fall. Fall's my favorite time of the year. My shows come back, and welcome fall. Cannot wait for fall. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Matt, for your feedback. No, don't encourage fall. My watermelons aren't ripe yet.
I like fall too.
That's I need summer for a little while longer.
There you go. Yeah. It's hanging on for a little bit.
So are my watermelons.
That's what she said. I think.
Wow. Who's on a plane?
What? I'm here. I didn't go to the bathroom. If that sounds like a toilet.
No, it sounded like there was a plane in the bathroom.
That's my
I live near the airport, so I thought it was
that's
me.
That's a train. That's my train.
Oh, that's Rob's train. Not okay. My train. Yeah. We have many trains on this.
I just want to clear the air.
Oh God. All right, it's gonna be really loud. Oh, it's not that loud. It's not bad.
That's pretty good. That's
bad. I feel like the volume's adjusted, so you can find Colleen on the broadcast. I feel like I gotta yell over this.
The broadcast.
Which is part of the Jay and Jack network. I don't know the website. You gotta say it.
It's so cool. Go to jayandjack.com/broadcast, maybe?
Maybe. Go on iTunes, look for it.
Yeah. Definitely, if you want to hear it, you can just search the broadcast in iTunes.
Yeah. Yeah. One word.
Your pink logo with a pussy hat and a glass of wine.
It's all one word. Like the Chatterbox, except for we're two words.
Except for
except cool. for different.
Yeah, it's two
one
words.
One of these
of
things
words.
Is not like the other.
That's it. That's all we got.
It's over.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you, Colleen.
See ya.
On the air.
No, really, is it done?
Yeah, I stopped the broadcast.
Oh, I was gonna say it well, still says live. Oh, there we go.
It lags for like a second.
No problem. I'm so sorry that I was late and made you guys talk an hour later than my